for them, but they wanted liberation. Or if the Jnani Bhakta, by chance, they will have the association of any high class of Vaishnava, they may attain Prema Bhakti. How? There was a heap of white mustard all seed. Understand? You understand? Mustard all seed, heap. And there was a golden round thing like seed, but it was gold. Same size. And anyone cannot find out easily. Where is that? If anyone give fire to that mustard seed, all seeds will burn. Very soon, a flame will come and all that. And if air will come, then what will be? All the ashes will go away. And the gold will be there. So, if a good association is like a gold, those who are like Mayavadis, but not making any criticism to Vaishnavas, no against Srimad Bhagavatam, they read Bhagavatam, but only they explain that, oh, by doing this, we can have a liberation. We will mix in Krishna. But they don't criticize and don't. Oh, if they will have a son, like Chatushan, they had the association of Brahma. Sukadeva Goswami too, they asked, oh, they will have Parava. Mahaprabhu told what? Extra. Why? If there is no sadhu sangha, then what will be? Nothing. No use. If anyone is like this, like Prahlad Maharaj even, very high class of association, but I don't like myself. Never. Why? No Brajaras there, no pastimes of Krishna there. Oh, Hanuman is more better than him, so superior. I will do pranam to Hanuman, be merciful, so that I may go to Braj. More superior Pandava. Krishna is serving them. Oh, Arjuna will tell, come with me and be in my house, always hearing. Krishna is there and you will have darshan there. What I will tell? Dandavat pranam. What you want? Then Uddha will come. Oh, I will take you to Dwarka. You should be with the twins and serve Krishna. Oh, so much pranam. Dandavat pranam. Uddha, if you are merciful, you can take me to Vrindavan. Oh, you can take me. Where? Oh, in Radha Kunda. Uddhav Kunda. Uddhav Kyari. I want to be there. Then it is like. Then it is okay. Otherwise, external. So Mahaprabhu is rejecting all these things. And then he told that, oh, you should read more. And then he told, Prabhu kahe yo bhajya aage kaha raya kahe gyan sunya bhakti satya sar. And he read a slok. Jnani prayasam udapasya namanta eva avanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya varta sthane sthita shrutigatam tanuvam manobhi je prayesho ajita jito api traiha trailokyam. He will told for whom? Sadhav though has no prem, they want to attain prem, For them it has been told. By doing so, Krishna Premi will come. Not for Premi, those who have attained. Then Mahaprabhu told, oh yes, yes. But as a Garraji, oh no. Oh, you hoy. Or it may be. But he should go on more. He was not so much happy. But he told that, oh yes, it is anyhow. Then he told, Rak hai prem bhakti sarva sadhyasar. Then he told that, oh, prema bhakti is sadhyasar, more than this. And he wrote a slok for this. Nano pachar krita pujanam martha bandho prem naiva bhakti hridayam sukha vidyutam shat javat kudant jarathe jartha pipasa tavat sukhaya bhavatu nanu. Returning that, if there is very sweet preparation and very fresh water, oh, something taste has been given, like a rasa, camphor and so many things has been given, very delicious, but he has no thirst or he has no appetite. What he will do? So many preparations, very sweet and very delicious. He will sit, because he has no appetite, he will put some vegetable here and some taken from here to here, from here to here. And if he has no thirst, or nothing to do, his stomach is full, and Dekar is coming. What Dekar? Is coming. Oh, no need all this. So if you have no prem, and you are doing archan, you are hearing also, you are going to Harikatha, but not hearing. You are sleeping, making job. Yawning, what will be? Nothing. That should be appetite. Appetite means a greed to hear, a greed to serve. This thing, prem should be there. Then, archan will do. And if you have so much greed, or no much, so much prem in you, and you are doing like this, then what will be? Krishna will not be satisfied. And if you are this little bit, but you have so much love and affection for Krishna there, then Krishna will be very happy. That is why he told two shlokas. First part, Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti has no so much love and affection. There is nishtha. Oh, I must do. By this, for prem one day will come. But it will take so much long time. And that is why he is telling another shloka. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita kriyanta mati kriyatankit jadikitopi labhyate tatra laulamapi mulyam ekalam janma koti sukirtarna labhyate. Oh, you can explain. You, Madhava Maharaj, have a golden ornament you cannot have in the shop of vegetables. Can you? Never. Oh, you can go to cloth market and you are searching a golden necklace. Can you? Where you will have? Jeweler shop. So here, like, same.
By which person, if you mix with Bhakti Rasa, he is very expert. So you have to go to him. He If you go to who is expert in regulative devotion, if you go to him, you could not receive any in your any life. So must you have to go to him. So what is the value of this? Saptrapi lokapati mullam ekalam. Only one value is that, price is that, greed. Without greed you could not get this. So
what greed?
That what is the greed? And what greed? Just like hearing the pastimes of Krishna, especially in 10th canto, or Sakhas are serving Krishna like this way, parents are serving this way, and gopis are serving this way, another way. So if some devotee wants to serve Krishna, like Sakha, or like parents, or like gopis, oh, I want to serve like this child. So if this kind of greed, this strong desire is there, I must want to serve like this, then you have to go to who is very expert in Krishna Bhakti, has to go to him. But if you think, oh, by so many life path or life path, I have so many past activities, that is sukriti. By that I can attain this kind of Krishna Bhakti, it is not possible.
Even so, by regulative bhakti, it is impossible.
So Janma Koti Sukriti Malapati, by past activity or heap of past activity, life after life, you could not attain this thing. And it is very rare even also. Yodhi Kutta Vijayati Lokpate, if you get somehow other, that means it is very rare. And for Vaidhi Bhakti it is easy, but for this it is very, very rare. So you have to purchase that only by the price is greed. That I want to serve divine capital like gopis or like parents or like sakha. So
this is a very high class of thing. Mahaprabhu heard it, but he was not satisfied.
And Paramahansa Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj chose that this is the definition of Krishna consciousness.
Yes. This is. If you are following this thing, this line, this slope, then you are Krishna consciousness. Otherwise what you are?
You are not Krishna consciousness.
Never. So Narad Brahma. Narad Das Sukadeva Goswami Mahaprabhu Ishwar Puripad Madhavendra Puripad. Up to Bhaktivinoda Thakur Srila Prabhupada and he. Oh, they were Krishna consciousness. But those who are not following this slope, then Prabhu told, oh, you hoy. What? Oh, yes, go on, go on. He was not fully satisfied. He told, it is all right. But you are very far away from object. Then he told, what? Raya kahe iho dasya prem sarva sadhasa. Then he told, what? Dasya prem sarva sadhasa. Dasya rasa. Oh, more than this? Oh, he is now serving Krishna. In what way? Like Hanuman, always. Hanuman is always serving. But if he wants to embrace Ram, and he wants to sleep with Ram on his own bed, can he do? If he, anyhow, he had a very sweet mango and he was tasting, very sweet, and he wanted, oh, this fruit should be given to, can he give? Never. So he is serving, but Dasyabhav, there is somewhat opulence in Krishna. So Mahaprabhu told that, although it is very good, but oh God. He told, in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, agrahe mukti, tabe sarva bandhanas, tabe sa haitya pare Sri Krishna das. What is the meaning? Then Mahaprabhu told, yes, you hoy. Aage kuchu kahar, kichu aage kahar. Oh, now you are so nearer. You should go on more some, but you have come nearer. You have crossed what? By tarani or marginal line. You are going to cross by Kuntha. You are where coming? Nearer, nearer, nearer to Braja. what you should go on. Then he told, Prabhu kahi ho tam aage kahar. Itam satya brahma sukha anubhutya dasyam gatanam paradaivatena mayashritanam nartarakena saddham vijyuhu krita punyam. Oh, those are who are very fortunate, the sakha of Krishna. Like Subal, Sakha, Madhumangal, Arjuna. Oh, Madhumangal. Very high class. They can sleep on one bed. Even Krishna is sleeping and they will tell, as Share, you are sleep, still sleeping, cows are there and they are calling you and you are sleeping. Oh, wake up, they can do. He is sleeping and they will bring makhan and misri and they will, by force, they will put in the mouth of Krishna. And forcibly they will do like this. Hanuman cannot do. Never he cannot do. Even Uddhava cannot do. Never. Even the queens of, they cannot do. So they are more superior than all these things. They are playing with Krishna. How? If mango sweet came in their hand and they were doing like this, I'm very sweet. Oh, Krishna Sakha, you should take it. And they will give it in the force. Anything better. Oh, if Krishna is behind any tree, he is hiding himself, in a moment, oh, where Krishna went? When Krishna? And they cannot tolerate it like this. Mahapurva, yes, very good. Go on. Or you are coming nearer. And then he told, Raya kahe vatsalya prema sarva sadhya sar. Oh, then Raya told, oh, vatsalya prema is more superior than shakharas. How superior? And he told, nanda ki ma karot brahman sriya eva mahodayam jasodacha mahabhaga jasa papau jasya asthanam. Oh, Nandi is so fortunate. What he did? That Krishna came and he used to keep the Nanda sandal on his head and he was running in the courtyard of Nanda Baba. How? Naked. Oh, like this and this doing. Running here and on the door, returned back. He saw any bull. Oh, and returned very, like he is fearing and he returned. And he came at once in the lap of Krishna. So how fortunate in Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba told, oh, my dear son, can you bring my sandals, my jyoti, my shoes? Oh, running he went and took his shoe on his head. And dancing he came. Oh, can you bring this, my sitting wooden seat? Oh, Krishna went. And he began to, oh, I cannot like this. He took Govardhan, but he cannot take this. So I bande, nandam bande, yashalinde brahma. For Krishna Supreme Personality, being a boy, naked boy, playing here, I am doing bandanatu nandam. And Yashoda, how she is fortunate, what she did, that she always used to give rest. Even sometimes, she used to rebuke Krishna, chastise Krishna, and not taking Krishna in her life. Once Krishna was sleeping bitterly, and Yashoda was saying, oh, I don't like you. To whom? Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma, in his stories, he meditate him, his lotus feet and not coming. And Yashoda, what did? Oh, you, I don't like you. Don't come. I made you very beautiful. I did your decorations. And you went and you were playing in mud. I will give a slap. And he's telling, oh, be there. Don't come in my land. And Narad came at once and, oh, what is there? Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is here, weeping for mother to be in the lap of Yashoda mother. And Yashoda is just as I will don't like it. How far? What has she has done? Has she done anything to be? No. She is eternal mother of Krishna. Nothing to astronaut, nothing to do like us. She is not sadhak jiv. No, never. So, this love and affection. Oh, even Shakha has not liked this. They will play. They will divide if they are giving it. They will do like that. But they are not worried that whole day Krishna has not taken. They will forget this, even that they want to take anything and also for Krishna. But Mother Yashoda, so much love and affection, always taking care, chastising even. So he is doing better. This is more superior than Sakkarasa. Then he has told also, Nemyam Vrancho Nabhavo Napsirsha Sipanga Sansya Prasadam Levere Gopi Jatyat Prapta Dimukhita. Oh, these gopis, more superior than Brahma, even his son of Krishna in any way, the son of Garbhodasai. And Shankar, Harihar, one Atma, very near and dear to Krishna. Sri Lakshmi, even Baldev Prabhu, not like that. Even Uddhav, Shakha, friend, general, minister, advisor, everything, but not like gopis. So, prasadam lebhire gopi, jajat prapya vimukti. Na Brahma, na Bhava, na Sri Anga, nothing. So this is Vatsalya Prem. Prabhu kahe yuhu uttam. Now he is telling uttam, oh, you should more proceed. Very nearer you have come. Oh, just you are about to come. Your definition is coming very near. So it is uttam. But I want to hear more. He is not satisfied yet. Why? Because it has been given before. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But here he is telling, Rai, you should go something more. Then he told, Nayang Sriyongang Ritantaratai Prasada Sajyoshita. Oh, this meaning is that. I want to finish this class. So I am rapidly running and I am explaining. What is the meaning? Oh, Rai kahe, Kant Bhav Prem Satyasar. Kant Bhav. What is Kant? More superior than husband and wife. Like in Dwarka. I know that very rare to understand all this. Why Braj is superior than Dwarka, they cannot. Why Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra are not like Krishna, Brajendranandan? They cannot decide. It can be decided, you can be qualified only, being in association of high class Rasik Vaishnava, Tattva. Then you can decide. Otherwise you have no time. No time. When our class will be finished and you will be observed in your jobs here, there, free. Here you are controlled. I'm controlling all. You cannot, oh, look here and there. Oh, I will tell you. Why, what you are doing, nonsense? Even I can tell, rascal. Oh, I will borrow from Swamiji this word, rascal. So you will not do anything. But when I will be not there, then what you will do? All these things. Time is over. So, gopis are so fortunate that even the kings of Dwarka, they cannot do rash with gopis, like gopis. In Dwarka, no rash. In Jagannathpuri, no rash. For Jagannath, no rash. For Ramachandra, even no rash. For Mathuresh Krishna, no rash. Where rash? Ras Leela is only in Vrindavan. With only Gopi. Krishna embraced and gave his hand in the neck of Gopi. Why? Because Gopi are superior. So Krishna is praying to Gopi, oh, don't give up me. Otherwise I will die. Be with me. Like this. Be merciful to me. Like praying, he has given his hands in the neck of gopis. Gopis are not giving here. Krishna is giving. But gopis are superior. Too superior we can. A boy can give her hand in the mother's neck. Oh mother, give me that. So Krishna is doing like this and doing like this. Oh my dear gopis, oh give your little love and affection. Like the meaning of this. Mahaprabhu told, oh very good, go on doing. And especially when Krishna is superior, when Pasam Arbhut Sauri Shmayaman Mukha, when Krishna was among gopis, he appeared among the council of gopis. Oh, how? He was like somewhat ashamed, keeping his pitambar in his neck. Very humble and like begging something, he appeared. But smiling with his flute, he came. Oh, he is Manmath of Manmath. He is Manmath of Manmath, Cupid of Cupid. When he is the council of gopis, he told, oh, nothing is more than this. Gopi's lust for Krishna is highest, but I want to hear something. Raya Ramananda was wondered. Oh, I have seen in whole world there is none who can ask like this question. Then Mahaprabhu told, among all the gopis, Radhika is superior to all. He has Madan and Modan in her. Even Lalita Vishakha has not that. So the love of Radhika is superior to all, and this is the aim and object of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamritam, essence of all scriptures. There is nothing outside. So this is what? To serve Krishna like? So this is object. And how to attain this? What is process? This. Or only the guidance of gopis. If you agreed for this and you are serving any high class of devotees in the line of gopis, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, all our Goswami, all were what? You know? Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, my Gurudev. Then what will be Swamiji? You can tell? Any Manjari must be. Must be. Those who are telling that he was Sakha, all right, they are seeing like this, but not fully. Not fully. So, this is aim and object of essence of what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. Oh, and then now we should process, come in process from A, B, C, D, Adau Saddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Atha. Oh, we will explain tomorrow. Gaur Premananda. I wanted to tell something, so I told you. I also wanted to tell Rupa Shiksha Sanatana Goswami. And how you can proceed from beginning, I wanted. You should be prepared for next time. I know where they are, but, oh Mahaprabhu, where you are. I don't know where. Only this. Oh Nityananda Prabhu, be merciful to me. I don't know where you are, but you should be merciful and you should come and give the chance to serve him. Gaur
Buddhist time, Buddhist